My name is Kate Cameron, and I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Melbourne and Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia. I'm also a researcher at the Centre of Research Excellence for Newborn Medicine. I'm excited to present a brief overview of our paper, Barriers and Facilitators to Community Participation for Preschool Age Children Born Very Preterm, a prospective cohort study, published in Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology in June 2021. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors on this paper and to thank DMCN for the opportunity to make this video podcast. At preschool age, children born very preterm have higher rates of motor impairment compared with children who were born at term. Research shows that children with motor impairment, such as cerebral palsy or developmental coordination disorder, participate less than their typically developing peers at school age and during adolescence. There is little research, however, exploring participation for children born very preterm, particularly at preschool age. Participation in a range of activities promotes social, cognitive, and motor development for children at preschool age. For children born preterm who are at risk of a range of developmental challenges, participation may be particularly important. For our study, we used the definition of participation proposed by the family of participation-related constructs. So participation is both attendance, so being there, and involvement, the experience of participating. Importantly, participation is influenced by person-related factors, such as motor skills, as well as the social and physical environment in which participation takes place. Study was part of a longitudinal cohort study called VIBES-2, which included children born at less than 30 weeks gestation or very preterm and a control group of children born at term, all recruited in the neonatal period in Melbourne, Australia. Children completed a developmental follow-up at 4 to 5 years. We assessed motor skills using the Movement Assessment Battery for Children 2nd edition and the Little Developmental Coordination Disorder Questionnaire. Families were classified as either higher or lower social risk using the Social Risk Index. To measure community participation, we asked parents of children in both groups to complete the community section of the Young Children's Participation and Environment Measure. So this questionnaire asks parents about their child's attendance and involvement in a range of community activities. It also asks parents about the helpfulness of the social and physical environment. Parents of 48 children born very preterm and 96 children born at term completed the participation questionnaire. We found that children born very preterm were attending community activities less frequently compared with children born at term. However, for activities which they did attend, children born very preterm and term were similarly involved. We found that higher social risk was associated with both lower attendance and involvement in community activities for children born very preterm. For children born at term, however, social risk did not influence participation outcomes. When we looked at how motor impairment might influence participation, we found little evidence that motor impairment was influencing participation outcomes for children in either the preterm or the term group. Finally, when we looked at environmental barriers and facilitators, we asked parents to rate each of these factors listed here as a barrier, facilitator, or neutral, And we found that parents of children born very preterm were over 4 times more likely to perceive environmental features as a barrier to community participation compared with parents of children born at term. There was little evidence, however, that environmental facilitators were perceived differently between groups. Participation in community activities provides preschool-aged children opportunities to develop their motor, cognitive, and social skills. Our findings suggest that ongoing support and participation-focused interventions should be targeted towards families of children born very preterm, particularly families of higher social risk. The environmental barriers and facilitators explored in this study may inform interventions that modify task or environment to promote participation for preschool-age children born very preterm. But overall, further research is needed in this area. Firstly, to explore in more detail other correlates or influences on participation. And secondly, to explore the types of interventions and supports most helpful to families. A big thank you to the families who participated in the VIBES 2 4 to 5 year follow-up. Thank you also to my colleagues in the VIBES group and the CRE in Newborn Medicine.